Well, hello, and we are looking again at building a covenant community. This is study number 20, Associate with the Lowly. Well, I'm Andrew Corbett, the author of this Bible study series designed for small groups primarily to be able to build a covenant community based on the principles that we find in Romans chapter 12. And we'll be looking in a moment at the third part of verse 16. Some pretty profound stuff in these verses from verses 9 down to verse 21. 27 principles for building a covenant community based on the teachings of Christ and how the Apostle Paul has enlarged on it. Now, as I mentioned, I think that there's more going on to a Bible study than just sitting down and opening up the study and searching the scriptures. There's actually the message being reinforced by how hospitality is shown, by the small talk that happens, by the interaction, by the prayer for each other. These things are vitally important. Please don't underestimate the value in starting the night or the day or whenever you're meeting with some hospitality over a hot drink, cold drink perhaps, and some snacks, some nibblies, whatever, and just letting the chatter happen. And then bringing people into the space where you're going to study this topic and opening up with that question, or two questions really. What's one thing you're thankful for that's happened in the last time since we've met? And what's one thing you would like prayer for? And there is a template sheet that you can download off the website as well that you can fill in as the group leader. And that will help you to just to be reminded as you pray at the end of the study night as the way of concluding the night. Because sometimes things come out in the study session that you incorporate into your praying as well. So just to be aware of that. So I think those things are valuable. And as you go around the room and you've established that pattern, that habit, people know I'm up next. And so the less surprises you can have in leading a Bible study group, I think the better. It just takes one more thing that makes people uncomfortable out of the equation. All right, let's have a look at this. Associate with the lowly. This is study number 20, and we're looking at Romans chapter 12 and verse 16, part C. We all tend to gravitate to those who are like us. Some people just make us feel uncomfortable, so we tend to avoid them. After the Sunday morning worship services, when an opportunity for informal fellowship is given, do you normally fellowship with those you already know, or do you make an effort to reach out to people you don't know and perhaps wouldn't ordinarily spend time with? Now be aware, there's no question number associated with that. But I'm hoping that by now, as the group leader, you're aware that this is the liberty, this is your cue, just to stop and go, hey, how do you respond to this? And put it open, put it out there. When I actually led this first, I had elders and leaders in my group, and they actually admitted that they find this really difficult. They actually find it really uncomfortable to go out of their comfort zone and to mingle and meet with people who they're not normally associating with. So be aware of that and see where it goes. Right. It goes on. To build a covenant community, we must make an effort to associate with those we think are, quote unquote, beneath us. Question one. Based on Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, a great verse, by the way, which says this, come to me all, this is reading from verse 28, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When Jesus said that, what did Jesus want his followers to learn from him? And hopefully that discussion will touch on the fact that Jesus said he was lowly of heart. I want you to consider that and explore that with your group. You can ask supplementary questions. How easy would it have been for Jesus to be lowly of heart? This is the one man in all human history who knew everything, who could do anything. He had ultimate power. He enjoyed eternity. He was so magnificent, and yet he veiled that in human flesh, as it says with that Christmas carol. How easy would it have been for him to be lowly of heart? And however easy it was, which, and I don't know that it was particularly easy, just factor that in when we, you know, sort of brag, when we drop names, when we let people know just how good we are. Just consider that. The New Living Translation renders this: enjoy the company of ordinary people, having an ability to relate to others no matter what their station in life, is one of the hallmarks of a true follower of Christ. Question 2. Note James 1:26 and 27, which says this: if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Verse 27. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and keep oneself unstained from the world. So there the apostle, James, the half-brother of Christ, is urging believers to consider those who are in affliction, those who have, through no fault of their own, mostly, are experiencing abject poverty. So consider those. Based on these verses, what might you say to someone who is mocking how poor some people in our church or broader community are? And this is going to hopefully open up a great discussion for you. And hopefully people realize we really need to walk a mile in someone's shoes and not so much criticize them. Okay. The prophets foretold of the new covenant where God would raise up shepherds, in italics, for his people who would be different from those ordained as such under the old covenant. That is, the priests, the Levites, princes, and kings. The Lord declared that the Messiah would be in the line and spirit of King David when he established a new covenant of peace with people. We know that Jesus was the fulfillment of this prophecy, and through his followers, these prophecies would continue to be fulfilled. Question 3. What characteristics would these new covenant shepherds display according to Jeremiah 23:4, which says, I will set shepherds over them who will care for them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall any be missing, declares the Lord. It's a beautiful picture of what the new covenant is going to do. Ezekiel 34, verses 11 to 16. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. Verse 12, as a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep, and it goes on, that have been scattered. So I will seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all the places where they've been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall eat feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. And verse 16, I will seek the lost, and I will bring them back. I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. A beautiful picture of how God will make things right, and he will use believers to do it. So what are the characteristics of the new covenant shepherds? Well, you'll see there, they have a heart for the displaced. They have a heart for those who have been abused. They have a heart for those who've been scattered. And it's just a beautiful picture. I think it fits in well with what we're looking at here in Romans 12. It's one thing to give money to the unfortunate, but it's another thing to give friendship to them. According to Psalm 41, verse 1, which says, blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. So there we get a picture and a glimpse of God's heart. What awaits those who take the time, the one who takes the time to befriend and consider the unfortunate, well, it says God will be on their side. God will deliver them. Question 5, what is the greatest obstacle most believers face when it comes to befriending the lowly? Look, this is just a question for discussion, and perhaps the answers will land around fear. Perhaps some people just have fear. Perhaps they're just at least uncomfortable in doing it. Question 6, who constitutes the description the lowly? Discuss. Now, this will open up an interesting can of worms. Hopefully, it will lead to some really healthy discussion. Perhaps it's those who are not popular, not especially talented, not particularly bright, and not particularly socially adept. Maybe they're socially awkward. Question 7, what application can be drawn from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37? Well, hopefully that Christ expects us to care for those who are not like us, from this parable, this story of the Good Samaritan, and may even be our natural enemies. Some great discussion that you can have here with your group. And we finish with a prayer. May God enlarge our hearts to associate with the lowly. And as you conclude that, it gives you an opportunity to bring out those prayer requests and remind everyone in the group to pick one and go around the room and pray for each one, with you closing in prayer and perhaps tying the night together so that you can remind people of what you've looked at. Well, God bless you. I hope you're enjoying these studies. Love to get your comment or feedback. You can see that on, I think, the andrewcorbett.net page, where you can put your comments there and let me know how you're going with these studies. Bless you, and just keep checking out the website as I'm going through these and updating these with Leader Coaching videos. Bless you. Bye-bye.